Retirement at 65, 2018. This is the one that has been around since 2016. I drove on this farm with a farmer. So many times to find a vineyard, it's quite hard because I like stuff that no one else wants. I like things that's slightly stranger. There's a bit of a story behind it. So normally when you speak to a farmer, you ask him, listen, what do you farm with? He'll just name the big stuff. He'll name Cabernet, Merlot, Shiraz, things like that. So with this farmer, it was exactly the same. So I just asked him, listen, can we drive around your farm, have a look at what's around? And we drove past the mountain, and in the valley, in the mountain, there was a little vineyard, older bush vine vineyard. So I said to him, listen, what's that? And he said to me, this is like an old vineyard that's been there for 64 years, and they've never made a wine only from that vineyard because the birds eat the grapes. So by the time it's ripe, there's so much bird damage, they would just pick whatever left and throw it with something that goes to the big winery. So I said to the guy, listen, if I buy you bird nets and we cover this whole vineyard with nets, we keep the birds out, can we try and make a wine from that vineyard? So he said, that's cool, we can do it. And he provided the labor and I bought the nets. First year, before we could cover the block, the shoots, the new green shoots, were about 20 centimeters long. On the weekend, his sheep broke through the fence and they ate everything. Everything that was green was gone within 2 days. Then obviously, we picked nothing when the vineyard was 64 years old. Next year, we put a higher fence around it. We covered the whole block with bird nets. We kept the sheep out. We kept the birds out. And that when the vineyard turned 65 years old, it was the first time in that vineyard's life that someone made a wine from that that was, I would like to say, really great or drinkable or whatever the case may be. But we made a really great wine from that vineyard. So most of us try and retire at 65 years of age. This vineyard started making wine at 65 years of age. I did this lino cut a sketch of a dead sheep that's stuck in a wire. And yeah, that's the label for it. First vintage 2016, had a bit of Grenache in there as well, but I dropped the Grenache. It's now 100, or mainly the Cinsault vineyard of, at the moment, 68 years old. And bush vine, decomposed granite, in the little valley. There's no irrigation because it gets water from the mountain. We cover the whole block with bird nets every year because the birds, they love that vineyard. And yeah, it produced this really perfumey, elegant Cinsault, which is totally different to anything else that I've in the winery. So Darling Cinsault has got a very unique taste to it. It's very pure. It's not as fruit-driven as the Brede Kloof, as my Koffer. And then there's a little bit of Shiraz blended in just for a bit of a core. And the Shiraz grows right next to the retirement at 65 vineyard.